flakes and grind my corns. It's the Art of Fantasy podcast.
Yay!
Oh, I don't care. So it's grind my corns.
Salt and pepper. It's just salt and pepper. What's the big deal?
It was cereal. Oh, I thought it was cornflakes.
Yeah, I thought cereal.
I thought it was corns as in, like, on your foot.
I thought you were milling corns.
So we've got two cereal, one medical, and your what was your salt and pepper?
Salt and pepper, flakes and corns.
That's, well, that's smarter than what we were thinking. Yeah. But say it again.
Sprinkle my flakes and grind my corns.
Yeah, no, it is good. It is good, I think.
There's meant to be a bit of double entendre there. That is the point.
Sprinkle
of it.
My
salt flakes. It's got, that's like finishing salt, though, isn't it? You're not really, it's not cooking salt.
Yeah. Sprinkle.
Yeah.
Grind my corns work.
A sort of molden.
Thanks, guys. I'm so glad to get this feedback. Tiny text.
Every week. The fantasy podcast. Hey! I normally do that, don't we? Yeah, sorry.
There's a definite change in energy because it is. Well, it's been a while since we recorded, but it's also like winter. Autumn's happened. It's winter. It's cold. Yeah. We're all
tired. You know what that means? We stop podcasting. Yeah. Unless it's boiling hot. Yeah. We
this
cut
is the
loose.
End.
Yeah.
And winter for climate and for content.
There's some sort of like imminent disaster as well. It's kind of when we decide to pack it in.
Yeah.
Summer's on the horizon. Hey, it looks like one of those is brewing.
Yeah.
For a change.
That's true forever now.
Yeah.
So I think we can cut that from the reasons we stop doing things metric. That
well,
we
you,
have.
No,
I don't need
fewer
States.
Reasons.
I've been over
things.
In the States, Laurie, and it was fucking terrifying.
You were stoking an insurgency.
I arrived during the
stoking
no more
insurgency.
During the protest, the No More Kings.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So as we drove through LA, which took hours, it was just people in the streets with signs throwing shit, and I was like, oh, this is good. Like, I agree with this, but also it's quite scary, isn't it? But yeah, I've been in the States for ages. Can't remember. 2 weeks?
Something like.
Yeah. Let's say two weeks.
Say 2 weeks.
How was it outside of the horrible dystopian US country that is there now?
Well,
how was the rest of it?
I had some great sushi. That was lovely. I did some
famously
show.
American.
Famously American sushi. But West Coast, they do really good sushi there.
Yeah.
I think. At least I think they do. I had a lovely time there. I ate a lot of burgers, a lot of fries. The burgers are better, but after about half of one, you do feel like shit for a week.
Yeah.
That's definitely
and
true.
And so with that knowledge locked and loaded, how many did you have in the course of two weeks?
Six, because it was one of the only things you could get like properly gluten-free, and Johnny can't eat gluten because you can get in a lettuce wrap, which was quite sad for him every time he had one, but I got to feel superior, which is lovely. The one thing they definitely do better than us is lemon pepper wings.
You can't
get them here, and their wings are so much fucking
that's
better.
There's a whole Atlanta episode about lemon pepper chicken, isn't
there? Yeah, with the sauce.
Yeah,
with the buffalo.
Where they go on like a kind of mate. Search for Castle Munchies movie.
And they find the perfect lemon pepper wing. And I definitely had a semblance of that. Everyone talks a lot. I know it's rich coming from me, but like, Jesus fucking Christ. Like, it's like, it is, they take five sentences to say one sentence. And that's not a bad thing necessarily. They get a lot of information across, but you're exhausted after like one conversation.
Yeah,
I can believe that. I also found it exhausting interacting just with people like, day to day, like when you're like,
days,
you know, well,
yeah.
I know some people really like this. I didn't. You know, when you're British and you go to a shop and you don't look anyone in the eye or talk to anyone because it's psychotic.
Yeah,
you go to America.
You stare at the floor. You cry. Yeah.
You go to an American shop. Like immediately, three people are like, "Hey, bro, how can I help you today? Get anything going? You having a good day, bro?" And I'm like, "Get the fuck away from me."
Yeah,
they kept asking for my phone because whenever you buy something, they're like, "Oh, can you sign up to the." app or whatever, and you have to put a phone number in, so I'd be like, well, yeah, I guess if it saves me $1 on vitamin water or whatever the fuck this is, and then you put your number in, they're like, no, that's not an American number. Do you have a friend you could call to get their number? Do you think you could use theirs?
Oh my God.
And like, they really push that stuff, and then if you say no, they charge you like $15 more. It's just fucking mental.
Wow.
But I had a lovely time.
Nice.
I didn't swim, but I went near the sea a lot.
Nice.
That's good. I played a lot of pool. The pool there is a lot easier. Because they've got bigger holes, bigger tables.
What? Yeah.
Really? What? Yeah,
everything's bigger.
It's got like
American pool.
Even the pool holes.
Yeah, the holes on American pool tables are way bigger than our ones.
Yeah.
So what's the point of it then?
Why?
Well, that's the thing. I mean, the tables are also larger, but it's just
Wait, were you playing basketball?
Yeah.
Much higher up.
Yes.
with a stick.
Yeah.
Disc golf.
Yeah.
You?
I went on TV. I went on California fucking news or something like that, and the reporters, now they're much, now they have less tact, I'd say, than they like getting to the sweet nug,
the jib.
And so it was like, oh, you've got this interview about the show, and you'd expect them to be like, oh, cool, so you're British and you've got a comedy show and you get like, what's it like? But instead, they'd research the show and they sat you down like it was a fucking therapy session. They'd be like, so this show is about your mother who passed in 1998. And do you feel like this has been therapeutic for you and your journey has continued? And is the show... So, and I'd be like, oh, you know, it's real fun. It's got big laughs, big fun.
Johnny pretends to be my mum. It's
yeah,
great.
Exactly. But like, all they want to do is talk about like the truth of it and like and whether you're okay and stuff like that. And I'm like, I'm on telly. Like, please don't do this to me. Yeah. I'm like, and they keep telling you not to look at the camera, which is weird. So I keep glancing at this camera.
You keep
and
Jim
like,
from the office singing.
Yeah, exactly. Like, and then, no, look at us. And I'm like, but this camera like right in your eyes, and there's people with mics around you, and they keep being like, and so she died, and you're like, yes, she did. Like, but I'm also fun, like I'm here for fun. But anyway, really good.
I can't wait to see that clip.
I really want
to
see that clip.
It's really weird.
Yeah, I really want to see that. Just a diversion tactic. It's like, well, it's obviously all about the politics of the Conservative government.
Oh, mate, which we weren't allowed to talk about at all, which I think we might have mentioned last time we were together. Yeah, or we cut
The last time we were together, I think we kept a bit of it in. There was worried that they weren't going to let you into the... Oh, yeah, we did a solid 15 minutes.
Oh, yeah, we did it while you weren't here. I think I called it your Jeddah gig.
Yeah, it's really, but you can't talk about anything. Obviously, sometimes on the news you get like stuff like that. But like, even at the events afterwards where we were doing fundraising for this charity, they were like, "Don't say anything about anything at all. Just be polite and British and fun." And there was one radio interview we were doing where she was asking us about the show, and she muted herself and went, "By the way, I'm pro Gaza," and then unmuted herself and went, "So are we da 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 da?" And I was like, what do we do? And she was like, but don't mention it. I just wanted you to know that we're on level. And like, we're
oh my
again.
God, what the fuck?
Like, oh, okay. Right. So, like, mate, it was so fucking wild. But you can tell I've brought some of that California energy back with me. And I'm going to bring it to Glitch's character in a big way.
We have some people getting out of the state tonight. Yes. If you meet at this safe house, they will get you across the border.
Brought back that energy.
Yeah,
and then
absolutely.
Also... Glock 9s for each of us.
Yeah. I brought you all guns.
Yeah.
But no bullets.
Yeah, but no bullets. Not allowed to bring bullets. You're only allowed to
Yes, famously.
Yeah. Famously, yeah. They let guns on the plane. I was in business class, so they do let you bring a gun.
Yeah.
But in
a family gun.
They let you do anything there.
Let you fly the plane, mate.
You barely go through security. They don't... There's nothing... You just walk through a little thing, and they go, do you want a Bloody Mary? And you go, yes, that's very nice. They give... And then...
That's not security supposed to work. You don't pay more for, like, no security.
But only poor people are bad.
Yeah, that's the thing. I was on the plane with Marilyn Manson.
I'm trying to unpick it in my brain.
Exactly, only poor people are bad.
Oh, yeah.
Marilyn Manson tried to steal your guitar, right?
Yes, he did. Marilyn Manson tried to... Well, his guitarist tried to steal my guitar by accident. It's been quite a big time. I'm sorry, boys.
Like, do you know when you do this catch-up bit at the big top and, you listen to someone talk and you're like, oh, mine's suddenly less exciting, isn't it? Nothing happened to me.
Well, your episode in my absence was fantastic.
It was good fun.
It was very, very fun.
Without all that big yank energy in the room.
Have I become more yank? Do you think I'm now like top yank?
Yeah, you're a big Californian energy man. Yeah.
Top yank.
Paddy's
top
all yank. Tanned. He's gained about a foot of height.
Yeah.
Reeks of kombucha.
Got an IV drip, just like kind of plugged constantly. In constantly.
Yeah, the kombucha there is quite good. The
kombucha is not good.
I'm not into it here.
It's fermented, so thereby kind of rotting shit water.
Like a good pickle.
Why do people drink it?
I don't know, but it's delicious.
So everyone's always good for your gut. So much stuff is good for your gut. So much stuff.
My gut is not good.
Yeah, there isn't rancid water.
But that's the reason everyone's into it, is because they're eating like incredibly processed meat.
Whatever you eat, it just fucks you up if you're a Brit. Like, if you're like, I'll have a salad, and they're like, cool, do you want us to cover it in like blue cheese and bacon and this sort of weird cheese sauce or whatever? And like, it just makes you ill.
Yeah. I didn't have a shit for about a fortnight after coming back from LA.
Right.
I found it
that
when
was just
I was,
the nerves. Right?
I was just terrified. I found when I was in New York, and I'd done like I was there before working, so I had a couple of days where I was like, okay, these are my holiday treat days, and so I had breakfast each day, like thinking like, oh, I'm gonna have fucking pancakes,
like
I'm gonna
get
waffles,
yeah.
And I go, yeah, I'll go to the New York diner, I'll have that experience, and the third day was like, I'm going to work, I have to just be a normal person, so I was like, I'm just gonna get porridge.
Yeah.
And they brought out an actual bucket. Like a bowl that was like comfortably more porridge than a family should have in a week.
nose bag.
And like a whole jar of honey. And I was like, oh.
Mr. Ed's porridge.
Okay, okay. Two adrenaline shots for when you...
Yeah, I was like, what? That was the what I thought at the time. I was like, who on earth could possibly consume this at the start of the day and then go about a full day without having an immediate nap and then needing to go to the doctors for diabetes?
And that's why semi-glutides are a wonderful invention. Just pump yourself one of those afterwards. Well, speaking of the episode we did in your absence, Pads, we haven't had the results in from that poll. Mm. Listeners to the last two episodes will know that we asked for your opinions about who won the dungeon draft. Part one, though, we do have the results for.
Oh.
Ooh. This was the draft between Liam and Paddy and myself.
Should I drum roll while you guys...
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Can you leave the room while we discuss this?
Yeah, we do.
Wait, am I not allowed to be part of this bit?
You're excluded on all counts. The winner was... Well, I'm very irritated, actually. I'd just like to start this by saying...
So it wasn't Laurie.
Not Laurie.
there's one loser and two winners.
Oh, great.
So Pads and Liam tied the win. Oh. And, but everyone agreed that Loz's was bad.
Yeah.
So that's
was
great.
Bad?
Was so good. Well, no, it was just not as good as yours, too.
Oh, that's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good.
That's actually the more satisfying... Like, I think I prefer both of us winning to just me beating you.
Yeah, like, absolutely. Because then it's like really mean.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
There is something
like
definitely...
Like I say, there's only one actual takeaway, which is that mine was not good.
Yeah. There is something very on brand about Laurie being able to like come last in a two-way, like a three-way race that became a two-way race somehow through a technicality.
Yeah. Well, sure. Yeah. I mean, but also maybe that's something to do with knowledge in that like Loz knows the game better, so maybe his was better. But people love a wild card.
Yeah. Are you saying that they thought Laurie's was too good, thereby it had to come last?
It was too technically perfect. People liked the input. It was a symmetrical face.
When listening to it.
Where are our lopsided nose?
Exactly. Oh, it's charming.
Yeah.
It's charming. Well, you can still vote in the second Dungeon Draft vote on Discord. Link in the description to the episode. There is a clear front runner at the winner at the moment.
Yeah,
I'm not going to say who it is, but fuck them. That's all I've got to ask.
Right, so it's not Laurie. Not Loz.
I heard fucking cool guy as the front runner.
There's still time for everyone to turn it around. That's what I'm saying.
Can you please get the MRA team voted off, please?
So by the time they listen to this podcast, it will have been...
Oh, surely it'll be...
I know, we'll be over.
For part one, I'm going to celebrate.
Could Zach have the deciding vote? Surely.
Well, between the two of you?
Well, I guess.
Yeah, split a vote in half so we remain confused.
Yeah, actually, if you... maybe Teddy gets one.
I don't want to do that because I think it's funnier that Laurie lost on his own. But what I would say, if I was going to have to actually cast a vote and actually change the decider, like Liam does get that vote.
I thought you were going to say Liam.
Because
his was better.
His made sense.
Yeah.
And you fill the room with like, essentially like, Puffkins. Like, they're
what
were they called? Schlumps.
Schlumps.
You don't deserve to win if you can't remember what
they were like. Didn't you just fill them with like marshmallows?
Flumps.
I really wish they were called Puffkins. That's adorable.
Puffkins are a great name, man. You should build that.
If D&D had been made in England, they'd be Puffkins.
They'd be Puffkins. That might be
little Puffkins.
That might be something I stole from Harry Potter, like the depths of my brain.
Puffkins?
Puffkin? Puffskin? Oh.
No.
Puffkin.
It sounds like a sort of mushroom monster.
Yeah, it was the word that felt most appropriate when you were describing what your marshmallow baddie was.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Puffkin actually is just like a dope-smoking little gremlin.
Anyone seen Puffkin?
Okay, well, let's move... It's been a while, but let's go back to the actual story we're doing.
I'm very, very
Where
excited.
I get to control all of the monsters.
And I win every time.
Yes.
Huzzah. Kill
you all. Are you ready to do it, everybody?
Why not?
You're looking directly at me, though, so it was uncomfortable. Well,
we could just call it here instead.
Do you want to try again?
Yeah. Okay. Are you ready, kids? You three island dwellers, all of you finally convened last episode on the Kuratoa's ziggurat lair, where you found Vatic soaking in a fish broth bath, and you managed to convince... Wow, they're fish people. That's where I was going with that. You managed to convince the fish people, thanks to Teddy's intimidating presence, that you were agents of Talos, the rival storm god, and you earned a stack of lovely fish for that and some crucial information. that the wreck of the Duskstormer was over on the east side of this very deserted island. You're introduced to V. Pulgol, priest chieftain of these people, the wizened fishman, who told you that they have sent some fish people over to that side of the island to find out what happened, but none have returned, though they did manage to capture a soft one, namely Red Guinness, the Swiss army wizard, one of Dracula's mercenary crew. He was held in a horrible holding cell under the fishy ziggurat. He told you when you went there that he believes the Draka is still very much alive, and when threatened with your new friend Joe Tiden, the water elemental, set on that name, tells you that the Duskstormer has been running people up to the Isle of Wight for some unknown purpose, and that on the last trip they were picking up two VIPs, which you already knew, one who did want to come with them, one who did not, and that there is some spirit person on the island that Zraka and Taryn have been speaking to. He also told you that Taryn managed to get off the Duskstormer some days before the wreck. You, in turn, determined that though he might work with you to get away from the fish people, he is not to be trusted. And you finished with a classic and much-deserved short rest and the discovery of a few new magical items. The soggy, cum-drenched robe of glitches.
Yep.
You realise it's a magic missile machine.
Mm-hmm.
Very good.
Got and 4 charges. Don't wear them out.
Don't wear them out.
Or do, because they recharge.
Yeah. And Vatic, you were presented with the honoured conch of the Kuotoa.
Yeah, absolute.
Yeah, that was good, actually. You got the fishiness
that's
in there.
Really good.
That was an accident.
Oh, you had to summon the jacked fish.
Yeah.
No, we did. That was that. Before Laurie says we can't do that, we did say the entire time we've been recording Monster Drafts and Paddy's been America... That fish has been training.
Yeah, he big. Yeah, that's one big fish.
He's now like when we summon
he's been grinding
him,
level one been, boars.
Yeah. He's big fish now. Yeah.
If you say so, doesn't mean he's going. Maybe he won't be your friend. I didn't think about that. Did you?
If you got the horn,
what I've got. If you
wait, <that's> not...
even less likely if you've got the horn about.
He doesn't like horny people.
He's a Puritan.
It depends where you are.
Well, look, let's pick it up because you agreed that you would go and seek out the other denizens of the Duskstormer. You did say you would take Red Guinness with you, but let's pick it up. You guys are in this sort of fishy quarters. You've had a little rest. You've been playing with your robe, I guess.
Yeah, cool. All right. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, like, maybe you could start by telling me what you were doing to kind of relax and unwind for the past hour.
Oh, should we do that thing they do in like sitcoms where you come in like halfway through as if you're like finishing a conversation?
Yeah, if you guys can pull that off, absolutely.
Yeah, okay. No, don't worry, I've got something. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, no.
I think I've got the same thing that you've got.
Okay, all right, okay. Great. You got the same thing?
Yeah. Are we all going at the same time?
Well, no, I think that'd be terrible audio. But I'll go first and then you confirm that I'm correct.
All right, okay, fine. Yeah.
And that's why it confuses me that they call us soft ones because they're fish. Like, they're the soft. I've been talking about this for an hour. Is
everyone rested? No, they absolutely do have soft.
They're softer
bodies.
Than we are. I would have thought.
I'm a fucking pebble. Yeah.
You're hard as nails.
Yeah.
Hard as nails. But was that what you were thinking? By the way, because you've been staring at me for an hour, being like, I know what you're thinking.
I was going to say a pickled egg for a dog.
And a pickled egg for the dog. Yes. Oh my gosh, you're so correct.
The soft one's comment was with reference to Liam.
It's racist, is what it is.
Liam is the kind of the sacred, you know, you were the offering to Talos.
But he's the hardest boy.
Yeah. So in comparison, this was a soft one.
Yeah.
Oh.
So are they calling you the hard?
I was the stone in the soup.
You were the stone in the soup. You were the hard boy.
I like that we tried to pick semantics in like Laurie's arc from like
and he was
two, 3 weeks ago.
Yeah,
he's still like correct.
Yeah.
Watertight world building.
He's had,
he's had a month to patch all of this.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to. So you've just been having that chat for an hour?
Yeah, chat for an hour.
And it was a restful chat. Yeah, listen,
very
it's on
restful.
Brand. It's
yeah.
on brand.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
And every time Red Guinness tries to interject, we're just like, shut up, dude.
He's not with you, but you know, maybe.
Did we not let him stay in the room?
We got him a bed to his room, I think.
Because didn't he not make the fire bigger?
Oh, maybe he did.
Because weren't they bad at fire?
We had a shit fire, remember?
I don't remember this at all.
This did happen.
We had a shit fire and Red Guinness made it a good fire.
We can never leave this.
I think we did say Red Guinness was with us purely because I was willing to leave him in the dungeon. You guys made me feel quite guilty about the fact that we were like, going to use his.
You were going to waterboard him. Actually, I was as well. I'm sorry if I don't know why I'm angry at you.
Me for that.
Yeah.
Should we get to that now?
Yeah, well, no, let's not get to the waterboarding of Red Guinness.
Well, we've agreed to a short rest so that we could make
waterboarding.
For the other 7 hours.
I think
he
spent the whole time just like setting a finger on fire and then blowing it out and setting it on fire.
I'll explain what I think we should do.
Okay.
All right.
I think, like, I really do think we've outstayed our welcome. And what we should be slightly doing in this, having a little rest, sure, but also planning a Kevin McAllister-style distraction in this room so they still think we're here, but we sneak off.
Ooh. Oh, interesting. I know, this is like genuine approaches, because I was thinking we're definitely getting to the point where they're starting to be suspicious of us, but do we use the last of our Talos juice to convince all of them to attack the Dust Stormer en masse?
As
the distraction that we need to then sort of maybe like pincer movement Draka.
I think you're thinking of our remaining Talos juice as more of a gush, and I think it's a,
it's a spurt.
Yeah.
It's a wet fart.
I think we need I think we need to sort of scout. Not then to come back, but I think if we go with an army, whatever we come across on the East Coast is going to... That's then just going to be a war. Whereas I think if a small group of trained professionals...
This is it. In and out.
All right, in and out. We'll do... Let's
adapt and survive.
So us three, Red Guinness, Joe Tyden.
Yeah.
Post Goose, I guess. I mean, I haven't called him in, what, a year?
I was thinking about Post Goose the other day,
Arctur. Oh my God, Arctur! I was thinking about her genuinely the other day. I was like doing the notes on the last episode and I was like... Oh my God, where is she?
She's not on the boat, was she?
No! You've asked it every time.
Every
episode you go, where is she? And I go, she's not here. And you go, ah, well. This is like, who could ever know where she is?
Who could ever work it out from just doing some basic research?
This is what it's going to be like when we've all got Alzheimer's.
What do you mean, when?
So I think we just head to the East Coast. Now, why do you think we've got to...
Why do we distract them?
Why do we distract... Because I thought the plan was like, you guys go to the East and work out what's going on. But I could be wrong. Do we need them to think that we're still here?
Like, they're still sort of like worshipping me and you. I think that they are not going to want to leave us alone. And I think as soon as they realise that we are not who we say we are...
They're going to probably have questions.
So I think it's better to do a little bit of a... A little bit of a, you know, just leave.
Rather than rigging up a kind of like Home Alone escapade, why don't we just like command them to prepare for our return?
We could say we've got a higher court. I know, we've said that you're an avatar.
So that's not very on brand for you.
It's very on brand for us. You're the one who has to do the commanding, and that means you're the one who has to do the rolling.
I reckon we could do that.
They're already
basically charmed.
Yeah, they're weeded up.
But I mean, we just say like we're going off on
silent
Talos's...
yoga retreat.
Yeah, Talos's yoga retreat.
Yeah,
we'll be back in a day.
Yes, we've got it. Yes, right. That's surely the we've got to go and meditate. Whatever. I don't know.
I feel like if it's a bad lie, Laurie will make the check higher.
Well, yeah, I think that's quite a good. Like, you got to be silent. So, or we could say that we're staying and doing a yoga retreat. That would imply silence in the room.
Like, this is so, like, we're 5 minutes in. You've already made this so complicated. I thought I was like, this is great. We've got a clear direction for this episode. Here's the adventure. And it's like, no, but how do we make this way more complicated?
Okay, I've got it.
Laurie's painting a picture of a door wide open. Yeah, exactly. No one there. And we're going, how will we get through this puzzle?
This is pilgrimage. Like that time when he made us do, like, the check, that this puzzle that was match fire.
Let's
just leave.
Yeah, pilgrimage.
And in fact, where's who is it? Vipul Gol is the guy that's in charge, right?
Yeah, he's the chieftain. It's not, oh, you guys have been left alone in this room.
Yeah, okay. Let's just go out. And if we encounter Vipul Gol, we'll tell him what we're doing.
Let's do this then. You guys exit the room.
Oh, that's just because I don't like when Liam's disappointed in what I say. So Liam looks like the man that's prepping and I told you so for like
I've got one that's in the chamber, mate. So, for as soon as you roll that natty one.
We could say we have to check with the Eastern Shore. Like, we have to check with Talos.
I think he's just going to be fine with it. Like, I'm their god.
Well,
it's gonna be fine.
All right. Okay. All right.
What are you planning?
you
push out the door. Remember, you're quite far underground here. You start, as you push open the door, you see the... Fucking pricks. What the hell?
There's a
bunch of... Crack open a cold one, bro! Yeah!
There's a bunch of fish people breaking crabs open.
I was like, there's a pause in the action, but of course you chose the exact same moment.
Also, it's funny that the pause in the action was when Laurie moves the story onwards. Right, we didn't do it through our fucking gibberish of what should we do with the room.
You can't call the point where you stop speaking a pause in the action.
So revealing of how you both see.
Well, the important bit's done.
Firework.
Beg a beer to come with this shit. That's
Laurie,
coming
you
up.
Get us to level 6 or whatever it is.
Oh, we're such assholes. Yeah. He lived with us for like 9 years as well.
I put in the Konami code and I wait for an hour. Like, what do you want? Right, what? Okay, sorry. Yeah,
you open the door.
Thank Christ.
And outside you see the guards who've been sort of keeping half an eye on you.
Barton Ball.
Exactly.
Yeah,
well,
I remembered. Thank you very much, because I only got the joke in between episodes.
Thank you. I'm glad you did eventually.
Yeah.
And they sort of nod at you and go, but they don't make any effort to stop you. And
I do the same.
Very good.
Thank you.
Make a speaking...
Yeah.
A speaking.
Kuotoa check.
It's like a nature check.
Now, what would that be?
Like a nature check? Can you do language checks, actually?
I think it's an intelligence check.
Oh, great. Well, I'm very, very good at that.
Yeah, just straight... No skill, just straight intelligence.
Okay, sweet. All right, no problem. That's an 18 plus 5. It's 23.
Oh, wow. And they kind of look a little startled, and he says...
And I go... And I leave.
And he said... They really enjoyed that. and you go upstairs and back into the big open pondy bit with all the little pools where Liam was being marinated previously. And there's still quite a few people milling around. And as soon as you guys show up, there's a little bit of excitement again. And you see the Vipulgol is there, sort of surrounded by some younger fish folk. And as he sees you, he says,
have you rested well, my friends?
Ah, Vipulgol.
Oh, you have the prisoner.
Yes, we do. We're taking him with us.
To sacrifice him.
Oh.
To Talos.
On the eastern shore.
Oh, this is... And he looks
as around. Part of our silent retreat.
In character, Vatic is just like watching, arms folded. This being disapproving.
Yeah. Oh, that's... We usually...
I nudge Vatic and I go, yes, and me.
Vipulgol looks at the three of you and he kind of particularly is looking at Zraka and Vatic. And
Teddy.
Yeah, sorry, thank you. Who are you again?
I don't know.
And he looks 50 miles away at Zraka. And he sort of looks at the two of you.
Note that down, it's going to be a long walk.
Yeah. Two of you for confirmation of what Glitch is saying. Glitch, I think it's a... I don't know. Is this persuasion? Is this deception?
I think it's persuasion. We're not, because we're not actually really lying. We are going to do.
We might kill him.
Yeah, fair. Yeah, I'll
Thank
take that.
You. All right. Persuasion. And that'll be
Jane Austen's persuasion.
Well, that's off the table. That's a 2 plus 2.
He
Fuck
says,
for sake.
It's most irregular.
And he looks at the two of you.
I just go,
an adult.
Talos wills this.
Desperate for an adult.
Yes, it is Talos, right? Talos is the god.
Yep.
Yeah, Talos wills
this. Yeah, we should
this.
Get that straight, shouldn't we?
Give me a...
Talos's will.
I imagine you've been sort of intimidating your way through these religion checks. I think that's
I think it was charisma, actually, before. Oh, yeah, no, it was intimidation before. Yeah. So I could,
which is your charisma score or your strength score. Right. But I think you're kind of evoking... your godly power here.
All right.
And it's not going to be tricky because he's inclined to believe you.
So, you want intimidation?
And I'll contribute by going, Ganon, mate.
Oh,
no. Double advantage.
Liam's going to get to do as I told you, sir, because that was a 2 plus 3.
Oh, my God.
And he looks...
Liam, just fucking round it out. Now, you just have to go, Talos wills this.
You don't get 3 tries.
Fuck.
He looks around at his little entourage and he says, excuse me for one moment. And they and have a little clomflab. And then he turns around and says,
it's not that I don't believe you, But I... Maybe it would be good if we had a representative just to make sure you did the sacrifice correctly.
Oh, okay. Actually.
Silent retreat.
And he okay. slaps your little hand away with his wet. Do not
silence the poor girl.
I mean, we could just fucking murder like 50 fish people.
I don't think we could.
We could.
I'm not juiced, man.
You are juiced. You've got short rest. I'm a tank.
Perhaps you could take one out.
I okay, can't yeah, believe no. we're going to die to fish people because you were just like, I'm going to fucking wing it.
Well, if their response is okay, maybe we could take a guy.
Yeah, we could take a guy. Okay, people, this is absolutely fine. We'll take one of
we'll
the...
We'll take one of
the biggest, beefiest fish you have available.
Oh, the godliest fish.
The godliest fish available, absolutely. And I tell you what, he can watch Red Giddits.
It's actually a she. Very bold of you to assume.
Oh, fucking...
And he
roll a misogyny check with minus six.
Yeah, he's absolute wanker. Maybe sound like a,
to be fair, it's in character how, Teddy that he would be a misogynist.
How did we fall into the woke fish camp?
Dick.
and he brings forward a very beefy but squat fish person with a huge, like a kind of scaly beard, if such a thing was possible.
Cool.
And you said she's a.
Well, yes.
No, you know what? Well, I'm not saying it. I'm not even saying it. You know what? Fine. Yeah, absolutely cool. Fine.
That's cool, man. That's cool with me.
This is Wag Posh.
Wag Posh.
Wag Posh.
Hello, Wag Posh.
Oh, lovely.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Why?
Big fan. Pugwash.
Oh. Oh.
Come on, man. Don't do that to me. Don't.
Hey, I enjoyed it.
I know you did, but then it's just worse when Zach didn't get it, and then when he does get it, it's like, oh well, fuck that. Turn your ignorance around on me.
You just made me a misogynist on audio.
I didn't make you nothing.
You put the mic in front of you, and you did the rest.
Yeah, you wind him up, and he goes.
The truth will out.
Wagposh is not so good at common speak, but is very good in fights. And Wagposh is...
And what excellent. Languages does Wagposh speak?
Courtois, of course.
Anything else, though?
Any of the others?
Like, potentially... Orcish?
Undercommon?
No.
Abyssal?
Did she get this guy? And like, does Joe Tiden understand it?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Wow, okay, that's going to be... I think that's going to be a role of some kind. Maybe a...
I asked you a question.
I don't know the answer is the answer to that.
Okay, alright, fine.
So we're gonna have to find out together. You guys, do you remember this game?
Not that much, so, actually. Like,
you don't speak Joe Tiden's language, so what we're
he understands me. We've had a connection. I've told him to do multiple things. He's just done them.
Isn't it amazing as well that he's based on a president, and yet because of American pop, I think of him as your vice president.
Yeah.
He'll always be a VP. To
don't
me.
Make yeah. Zach Obama.
I am Obama. I'm not saying that in terms of like when I'm not going to communicate through him. I'm just being like, if I've asked him to do stuff, he's been able to
do
totally.
It.
Yeah,
totally. He likes you.
Yeah. You guys got a link. Can he communicate with the fish person? Let's find out.
Yeah.
And how
I think
do
it's
we find
a religion
out?
Check to see how good your strong your connection is.
That's nice.
All right, fine.
Vis-a-vis
Yeah,
Joe you can't Tiden. Even ask Joe Tiden if he speaks. Go Tower.
So, hey, bro, you get this guy. The... All right, religion. And I have no pluses on that, despite being a paladin.
That is weird, isn't it?
It's 13, though.
That's sweet.
It's a little bit... I mean, it's better
lucky
than
for some.
Yeah.
Joe Tiden sort of wibbles into your shoulder, onto your shoulder, and sort of goes. And Wagposh sits there, and goes, and and that seems to be the extent of their exchange. It's not like Joe Tiden whispers in your ear. Yes, well, actually, this is their name, but there seems to be some understanding between the two of them.
All right. Okay. So, and I just kind of look at Joe Tiden and I kind of like nod, like we cool.
Joe Tiden gives you a little tendril comes out in a sort of fish shape.
Sweet, and
you.
I bump that fish, we move on.
And he pops in and locks it.
Nice.
It's very wet, but it's
and then cool. We do that explosion thing, but it's water.
Yes.
Yeah,
and I have a lovely little bit of spray comes up.
Nice.
Okay, great. And with that, I think Vipulgol, you know, as much as fish eyes can look suspicious, there's a little bit of... suspicion about him, and he grabs Wagposh to the side just before you guys leave, and they're locked in conversation, and there's lots of sort of nodding and grunting between the two, and then he says,
well, all is in order, may Talos bless your journey, and never forget you. May you return here at any time to bathe in our bisque. As you'll see fit. Yes. Perhaps you might stay longer in the beast.
Oh, absolutely.
Time.
I feel like the summers on this coast to die for. So we go on, and I'm gonna try and communicate for Joe Tiden to tell Wogposh to like just she's on Red Guinness duty.
Okay. Nice. Okay. I think you can definitely.
I think that's smart.
You can communicate that definitely. Nice. That's easy enough. I mean, Red Guinness is
just point just, at your eyes. Yeah, just, point at
I,
Red
yeah,
Guinness.
I put Joe and I just go you her.
Can I ask a question about Wogposh?
Of course you can.
Do you? Yeah. So we know about the beard, but anything else implying what kind of combatant Wogposh might be?
Oh yeah, give me an insight check. It's not immediately obvious. Okay. Like I say, they're squat and beefy.
Squat and beefy, so maybe dwarven.
No, she's definitely. She's definitely.
That's some old school D&D man with dwarf.
I'm really good at insight, so this is sweet.
Yeah, look at that.
18 plus 8, that's
rolling
a 26.
Hot boy.
Yeah.
We should use that way more.
I know, actually, we have been using it a lot, but thanks to D&D Beyond, I found out that I've been rolling a plus 2 on insight, and I actually have a plus 8.
Wow.
That's not very insightful.
No, it's not. Ironically, it's not. Yeah. So, 26 to find out what Wogposh
is about. I think she is going to be a berserker.
Sick.
Right. Oh, nice.
A little bit like Zraka.
Yeah.
But her thing is... you know, some berserkers have totems of animals. Quite bizarrely, her animal is fish.
Nice. Oh, okay.
She's like a fishy flavored berserker warrior.
Cool.
Wow, sick.
Sweet. Let's. Anything else you want to do in the fish people place?
Do we need to like stock up on? Are we going on a long journey?
Do they have stuff?
They've got loads of fish.
Not looting, like supplies for the
journey. They have fish. They gave us lots. They gave us everything they have.
And the con. All right, I think it's probably. So I guess we just head out.
Does that fish serve any sort of? Purpose? As in, like, maybe we.
Fish serve a porpoise?
Do we? Hey! Nice. There we go. See, Laurie, that's what I'm talking about.
Do the fish ride anything? Do the fish have like transportation?
What?
You know, like a car? Like a horse, but for a fish.
They swim, dude. They
A seahorse.
Well, we're going across land. They must have a way across land. These guys can walk, right?
Yeah,
but they don't... you don't get the impression they go very far. No, there's no big fish for you to ride.
A seahorse, maybe.
Wouldn't be much use on land.
No, wouldn't. No. We could eat it.
No, I was thinking, like, they don't have, like, health potions or anything, do they?
Tell you what, give me a check to see if you can ferret out anything.
All right.
Investigation.
You're gonna eventually get us to move on through the attrition of dice rolls.
We're on.
That was a 19.
A 19, okay. Okay.
With that, you realise there's no fucking health potions.
Exactly. You investigate nothing for 3 hours.
Okay, well, look, this is what happens. You spend, like, 30 minutes going around all these fish people, seeing if they have any wares.
And
eventually, you do find one that has some, like, weird potions. A lot of them look pretty useless to you. But among them, nestled among them is, unmistakably... It even has a label from like a shop somewhere on the mainland. It's clearly washed up on shore. A greater healing potion. You may have that.
Nice. Sweet.
Well done, Zach.
Nice.
D4, that's 44 plus 4.
I guzzle it immediately.
I drink it. I throw it into the air and see.
I'm going to make a note of that because I'm sure that you
won't.
I actually will make a note. I'm going to make a note in the book. It just won't appear in the app. And then at some point there'll be a disparity. Yeah.
Great healing potion for Teddy.
Sweet.
Okay. Well, you set forward to the east. The other advantage of taking Wogposh with you is that she does know where she's going.
And we should have thought about that.
Leads you through some of the...
we're so bad at this game.
Remember, this landscape is Teddy and Glitch. You came over these kind of cliffs that were made out of almost basalt columns that were slightly like at angles. She weaves a way through them that you would never have really spotted before. That is largely quite... This is the only reference point I have for this. You know, in Jordan, you have that walk through the valleys. It's like a lot of it. There's like a river running down it.
Yeah, we did it on our Idle Fantasy trip last year.
Of course, the Tour of Jordan.
That's where your Patreon money goes.
It's like that, and you're kind of clambering lots of places. You're kind of clambering up, and you would never think to do this if it wasn't for Wogposh's guidance. Red Guinness is miserable for the entire duration of this journey because he's getting, I'm getting wet, and he does not like it at all.
Don't know.
But he kind of does it without much more complaining than that. And eventually you emerge into a very open part of the island on the east shore. You can see the sea now in front of you. And stretching for a long way, there's a kind of rough, very rocky beach. And then inland is a salt flat, an area where there was an inland sea, or maybe, you know you have those spits of a beach where sometimes the sea flows over. Long since dried up. It's quite alien. You have more of the what you now know to be the rock-like plants and buds that you saw previously on your journeys. And it's a lovely afternoon. It's sort of maybe three in the afternoon-ish. Sun is just starting to dip down and just starting to make the clouds look a little bit pink and orange. Oh, it's lovely, but this desolate landscape spreads out in front of you. I think you stop for a breath for a second. Wug Posh sort of goes, and Joe Tiden sort of goes in your ear and just says, it's over that way.
Yeah, sweet. All right. Do we want to do any sort of like, I guess we do. This is a salt flat, and then we can't see what's on the other side of it. But they're basically saying that the shipwreck's on the other side of this plane.
Exactly, yeah.
Do we want to go around a different... It's
quite exposed, isn't
it? Yeah, I feel like, do we want to go around the edge of this flat and then come up on the side rather than... I feel like ideally we want to be on like higher ground. I want to scope it out before we just like run into a...
Yeah, I totally agree, yeah.
Can we see the coast?
Warband.
Yeah, you can see the coast.
Should we head to the coast and then follow
it? You are sort of in the middle of the island-ish, right, roughly.
Okay.
The salt flats are spreading kind of northeast. The coast is on the eastern side.
Okay.
So if you want to get to the coast, you'll have to cross these flats in some capacity, or you can go around the western edge.
Okay.
I think basically I just don't think we want to go head-on
across the flats.
Into it. Yeah, because they kept saying they sent people into this area and then it just wouldn't come back.
Yeah, that's fair. Hey, something smells fishy, right? I wonder if I've got anything. Oh, I've used so much of my fucking spells.
I don't think waste a spell in it, though. I feel like I'm just saying, like, from a... just the angle at which we come into.
Right.
Okay. And as well, very much, we're not running head in, are we?
No. I think you're right. I think skirt around.
We want to skirt around and then kind of potentially... the closer we get, the more cautiously we go until we see something that we can make out. I'm assuming, Taryn used to have a spyglass.
I was about to say, we need a spyglass, lads. Yeah. But no, I'm going through my bag and I can't find one.
I'm
going
to go through my bag.
No, I got nothing useful at all.
Okay.
But I'm up for Teddy's plan. I think that sounds good.
Backpack, blanket, holy water, lamp, rations, robe. Nope. No spyglass.
Nope. Okay.
Well, you do have to, step onto some salty stuff first. You don't have to cross.
Is it safe?
Right? So Wug Posh goes ahead and sort of beckons you over, and she sees your reticence, and she puts a flipper on the salt and sort of looks at you.
Shows it's fine.
But then she steps a little far into it, and you all without. Or give me a perception check as she steps.
All right.
Passive, few steps onto passive or active?
Tell me, roll it and see. Tell me whichever's higher.
Okay. All right. Okay.
15 total.
Okay.
Oh, I always fucking struggle with this.
That's going to be plenty, I think, but let's just see.
17 total.
Okay. Well, you get it even more.
19.
Well, you get it the most of all. Teddy, you noticed that there is a faint humming when she steps heavily on the salt.
Mm-hmm.
Almost like there's a kind of, a wider reverberation. Vatic, Glitch, you notice that it's not only when she steps on the salt, but also her kind of blah, 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 also sets off that vibration.
Okay.
And Vatic, you, with your perception check, notice in the distance... there is a series of huge salt crystals kind of sticking out of the salt flat. And as she steps on it, you hear the kind of hum. There's a harmonic in the top end of your hearing that seems to come from those crystals far away.
Hmm.
What are we thinking? Salt golem?
Avoid that.
Yeah. Salt golem?
Yeah.
Avoid, salt golem?
Avoid the golem.
Make a lot of money. Cure a lot of fish.
Oh, actually, no, how far away is...
we have a lot of fish
to cure. Man demon.
How far away is the...
It's a shit joke, I'm sorry.
I really know. I enjoyed that. Thank you. I enjoyed that.
How far away is World Posh from this?
She's like just stepped onto it. She's literally just showing you. And she sort of is gesturing to walk across it as if it's no big deal, but she's waiting for you all.
Yeah, and I'm just like, oh yeah, you go ahead.
She's sort of, are we going to just send her in?
I was going to, yeah.
Has she got Red Guinness with her, if she's in charge of him?
Sure, yeah. Maybe, do you reckon he's tied up? I was imagining him. No, he's just free.
I think he's not.
We said he was free.
Yeah, we made a bargain with him, I think.
Then why not, let's say that she sees you're not coming, she comes back, she's got a little a spear with her,
okay,
and she just sort of brandishes it at Red Guinness to say, come on. But she's very much waiting for you all three.
Can I chuck a rock?
Yeah, sure.
Sweet.
I'm
just going to chuck a rock at the, you know, like a, when you just chuck at a lake to see if there's anything dangerous in it. I want to do that, but with the dried land.
Sweet, okay.
All right, I guess athletics.
Are you chucking a rock or are you chucking salt?
I don't know. Rock?
Rock is cooler.
Is he going to make me find a rock?
No, chuck a rock. You've got a rock.
There was a 19.
Oh, Zach.
Nice.
I love you on the app, man.
That's great. Yeah. It's because it has all of the actual pluses that I need and also... It's just actual chance rather than somehow me being cack-handed.
Yeah.
What are you trying to discern about this?
Well, they stepped on it and then it was a hum and there were things in the distance. I'm chucking a rock closer to those things to see what happens.
Okay. It's you probably just get a sense of what Vata got a sense of, that when this rock hits the... In fact, because it goes a bit deeper in, it's probably a bit more pronounced, the effect. That you can all hear the vibrations as they resonate. And you know that thing of like when ice cracks and you get that kind of sound effect.
Yeah.
You get a little bit of that. And again, you hear harmonic off the crystals.
I think we just walk around this area then.
I don't know. I think whatever... Well...
Are you going to say walk into the thing?
No, but I'm saying if we assume like some kind of defensive position, I might be able to set this thing off.
Why would we do that?
Well, because it might be cool.
We have to get... Glory's given us an objective. All right, I don't know.
I'm just saying, I think the notes interest Glitch, and I reckon he could recreate them in a bigger way.
You can certainly take note of them if that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
Is this kind of like a useful research thing for you?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, cool.
Come on, man. I gave you an option. Gave you an opportunity there.
Well, or this is getting into wanker. Maybe if I know what the notes are, I can... What do you call it, Loz? You're better at music theory than I am. If I could create a note that sort of counteracts it, like a harmony, so we could get across.
You could find a sympathetic. No, I mean, it'd be tough.
Sort of like a wave inversion.
Oh, you want to talk to the music with
well,
with
that's
other
the
wave.
If we're getting some kind of hum vibration, very specifically being on a particular frequency, we can either match that frequency, which means the thing will come quicker, or we can try and counteract it with a harmony, and that might give us what we need to get past this.
I like that. I like that.
But Laurie did make it very clear that we have the option to walk around it.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
We don't know what's on the edges, though.
Yeah.
All right, fine.
Better the salt flat you don't.
You guys know that I am so on board with narrative over sense. But,
but this sucks.
But this, I wanted to go on record that I'm also locking and loading, I told you so.
Yeah, he gave us a note. I feel that's something, right?
All right, fine. We defensively walk into the trap.
tell me from scratch what you're doing.
Okay, so I think if we hear this particular frequency...
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try and low harmonize with it using prestidigitation, which allows me to create a sound.
So that's definitely going to require a roll.
That's cool, though. That's fine.
I mean, it's a question of like, does Glitch or does Cassius have much musical training? Or is this pure magic ability?
No, loads of musical training.
Not going to make it easier.
I'm just assuming he was a chorister at some point.
Probably sang in a choir. Fair enough. That's true.
Glitch strikes me as a guy that at one point picked up an instrument.
We know that he's good at puppets.
All right, I'll tell you what I'm going to do.
Okay, good. Thank you.
So I've got an ability called Flash of Genius.
Oh, he does, because he's an artificer now.
Where I basically get to support, but I need to justify the support. So I think what I'm going to do is, I think I'm going to take out like a little bit of metal and like hold it to the ground.
Like a tuning fork.
Like a tuning fork. Yeah. And I think if you throw another rock,
all right, fine, I'll throw
we'll make this... we'll make this sound clearer for you.
So right.
You
right. Oh, I love this. Okay.
So all I'll use up one of my Flash of Genii, and that means you get to add a +4 to the roll.
Can I just use my same roll before? Like,
you don't need to roll this. Yeah. No. So Flash of Genius is like a baked-in thing that Liam can just do.
Yeah.
That Gratty can just do, right.
That all
right,
so I throw another rock.
You capture the notes. Exactly that. And I think it's a performance check then. It's a recalling your days in the Helmful Choir check.
Okay, all right.
Through your mage hand.
He's got the whole world.
That
just starts up.
Is a 19 plus 2 plus 4. So that is a 25.
That is superb. So ideally, what you'd like to do is set this off in a controlled way. Is that what you're saying?
Or counteract it. I was trying to say, we can either use that note to match it and be like, let's fucking fire this off, and or maybe make it think, oh, that's the same frequency, this is fine.
I think do the note.
Or we counteract it, which will mean we could maybe pass with our...
So, okay, let's stay on the edge and do it.
This is what I'm imagining. You're kind of testing this out on the edge, but I just wondered what you wanted from it. So exactly. Okay, great. You've absolutely, guys, can I say, you've absolutely run rings about this. It's very well done.
We could have literally run a ring around it. This is cooler.
I think the first thing that happens is that you harmonize with the note that the Vatic picks out and that Zach made, Teddy made happen in the first place. And you get this amazing moment of, you know this, when you sing in harmony or play in harmony, it's amazing, like, woo, and it comes
oh, yeah,
in
all the time. I get
that. No, but you know that, you know, you hear it in music, Zach, okay?
Yeah, no, I know.
And it just suddenly, it's all in sync and it feels beautiful. And suddenly the ground beneath your feet seems to become solid. There's none of the vibration suddenly. And then you kind of, you're like, oh, I'm going to mess with it a little bit. And you change the pitch, you go a little differently.
I go into 5-4.
You go to a diminished chord, like, everyone's like, oh, man, jazz. And suddenly you feel the vibrations intensify and double and triple and rebound. And next to one of the crystals, which starts singing with that harmonic, a sinkhole suddenly cracks through the salt. Some way next to that crystal. And it's maybe 20 feet in diameter and just falls instantly. Amazing. As you hit that note. So you gather that you've probably got the ability, although it will require some rolls. If you wanted to, you could kind of turn off the vibrations, or you could maybe weaponize it.
This could be a staging ground.
Let's set a trap.
But we don't know what's coming for us, but I like setting a trap.
Oh, no, it's in like, I'm saying on the other side of this salt flat is a shipwreck with Draka on it.
We hope.
Yep. We now have a way to traverse the salt flap and flat, and then we can perform one of those that, you know, like a kind of like a fake route. You know, when you pretend to flee. And
turn around.
So yeah, I think we get across the salt, bait Draka, get him to chase us onto the flat where Paddy then sets it off.
All right.
And I reckon that's max one roll.
So what's in this big sinkhole?
You'd have to get quite close to look.
Yep, I obviously do that.
Okay.
Sorry, dude. I'm enamoured. I'm sorry.
Give me, if you're going to step up to it, you're going to have to roll another performance check just to make sure you can do this. It's not going to be too tricky.
Okay.
Does he still get the assist with my little...
Let's say yes for now.
Is Paddy just kind of now in charge of our... Like, for us to move on this flat, like, we just require Paddy to kind of turn it off or on?
If you'd like to. There may be other ways around it you could come up with. But yeah, now, just for now, just for this little foray.
Yeah. All right. It's a 9 plus... Oh, no, it's an 8. Sorry, that's an 18. I'm sorry, that's very rude.
You just turned the dice over.
I just turned it on you. That's an 18 plus 2 plus 4. So
great. I mean, yeah, easy. You practically dance across this salt, not making any impact at all. It's those hollow elf bones.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that Fremen walk, isn't it, from Dune?
Exactly. Exactly. And as you come up to the edge of the sinkhole, you see that it's like... not like a kind of geological sinkhole. It's almost perfectly like angular because of the salt crystals. You know what I mean? It's almost like a straight chasm's been cut out. And twinkling inside is lots more salt crystals and all in crazy kind of configurations. And as you peer over the edge, you can just see that one bunch of them start to kind of move together and they unfurl into what looks like a little angular tentacle before they reform.
Okay.
So it's not like writhing, but you just notice a little bit of movement in.
Oh, shit.
Okay, we've got some kind of salt piece then.
Yeah.
That we can activate. I like a big enough noise.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I think we need to like get onto the other side of the salt fan and check out this shipwreck then.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Lovely. Why don't we do that after a little break?
Hey, I'm talking here. It's Laurie the Dice Chief. You may have guessed from the little intro here, but I am away in the States. After Paddy's been away in the States for a while. And I'm in a right state in the States, let me tell you. I'm just bringing you the middle plane here very briefly. Hope you're all very well. There's one bit of business I must see to in this middle plane, and that is the results of the second dungeon draft between myself and Liam and Zach. And I am disgusted to say that the clear winner of Dungeon Draft 2 was Zach with 67%, two-thirds of the vote, for Ratioed or Elon's BC Boys, his dungeon lineup there. We had a lot of fun doing those episodes. I hope you guys enjoyed them too. We may bring them back in another form next time we need to divert from the main storyline. But yes, thanks so much for everyone who voted. And if you missed out this time, where the hell were you? You need to be on Discord to see all the latest happenings from Idle Fantasy Land over there. You can listen to us every Fantasy Freaky Friday, of course. That is hashtag Fantasy Freaky Friday, although we don't use it much anymore. On iTunes or your nearest podcasting app. And if you like what you hear, please do leave us a review on iTunes or whatever platform you choose to listen to us on. You can find out more about our podcast on idlefantasy.com. And if you really like what we do, you may consider signing up to be a patron at patreon.com/idlefantasy for bonus episodes and much, much more. If you want to chat to us, as aforementioned, you can find a link to our Discord channel in the show notes of this episode. And if you prefer something a bit less traditional, sorry, more traditional, you can email us, idlefantasypodcast@gmail.com. We thank you very much. We love you very much. And hey, hopefully I'll make it back to the UK in one piece. Lots of love to everyone. Goodbye.
Well, you've done a very competent job of assessing the salt flats.
Thank
boys.
You.
Boys, nice. Well done. So the plan now is to avoid them for a bit.
I think we're going to skirt.
Yeah, skirt it.
And then we're going to assess this shipwreck that everyone's been talking about.
Yeah.
It's hard to ship it all the town. All right, sweet. And the around the western side of the salt flat is more of this rocky terrain and more of those, you remember... Teddy and Glitch, I'm sure, the sort of seed pods and the vines that
avoid those yeah. Definitely avoid those.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, why doesn't, who's going to be leading the way here?
The fish that knows where she's going.
Okay, yeah. Who's going to be leading the way out of you?
I'll do it.
Yeah,
that's it. Give me it's not gonna be tough because you do have Work Posh, you know, guiding you here, but give me a survival check.
Okay,
just to navigate your path here.
That is a 13.
Okay, with a 13, you manage to keep up with her most of the way. But there are a few spots where, you know, she goes a little bit ahead and you have to navigate on your own. And on the first couple of times, no harm done. This surface is very familiar to you.
Mm-hmm.
No issues at all. But after a little while with a 13, you round a sort of corner around one of these columns and you put your foot right onto one of these pods.
Okay.
Can you give me a dex save?
Damn it, Liam.
Or a con save, actually. Tell me whether Wattig is more likely just to kind of try and you know, tank it or to kind of jump out of the way.
I think I'll probably try and tank it because I'm little tank rock dude.
Yeah. Not too alien to you. Okay,
just
con
press
save.
Harder.
So that's 17.
17. Okay. I think you probably do that, actually. Yeah, you stick your foot in and it's almost like...
I've pierced my foot on a spike.
And the thing opens up and showers a cloud of almost salt particles into the air. It's really nasty and a bit caustic. And you, for a second, are terrified and, you know, you think, oh, God, I've got acid in my face.
Yeah.
But actually... It just kind of rolls off you. The only effect it has is you start coughing and sneezing like a motherfucker.
Okay.
But you now see inside this like rocky thing. It's almost like a crustacean. There's sort of some. It's not like fleshy, but a little bit softer inside, and it just seems to. Poof, this is its defense mechanism. But okay. It rolls off you completely.
Oh, okay.
Well, fine. Nice.
No adverse effects.
Okay.
This is like a nice little kind of nature walk, isn't it? D&D nature.
Yeah.
You guys have done well. I'm rewarding. I reward good rolls.
Mm. Thank you.
After you've had such a
torrid, such torrid, a torrid, time. Torrid time.
So we blew up that boat.
Yeah.
That
yeah.
crucial boat.
Yeah. The way off the island.
As
here's your Deus Ex Machina. Don't do anything bad with it.
You follow this the way around. It takes quite a long time picking across the landscape here. I think after a while, Red Guinness starts to get a bit, you know, a bit ornery. And he starts being like, "So, what are you boys gonna do when we get to the shipwreck, huh? So what's your plan? You gonna get us home? Or you gonna
what's this plan word that you've mentioned there?
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. You've been thinking about this long and hard.
No, I'm pretty certain all events are just a sequence of chaotic things, one after the other. I don't think there's any structure.
We got to find these VIPs.
Yeah.
I think, to be honest, Regan, there is a genuine. We've formulated a slight plan. We're obviously part of the crew that formulated the plan because we're the crew and you're the extra. Yep. But
you don't need to remind me.
But we're going to try and get as close as possible to this shipwreck without, you know, we just want to check out the vibe.
What do you think? Where do you see me fitting into this?
Fire support.
Yes, definitely not.
You're our team now.
Yeah.
You want me to blow up the bad guys? And definitely, the bad definitely. Guys being...
Well, yeah.
Draka's a bad guy.
Draka's a bad guy.
Ah.
We think. We need to capture him.
Maybe. He's kind of a bad guy. We're kind of on the fence with Draka, but we're just going to assess before we decide what to do. And you're definitely not bait in any way.
No, God, no. No, opposite of bait. And then I think we're heading to Wurt...
Yeah, the Isle of Wight.
Yeah. We got to get to Wight, you know. Nice six there, dickhead.
You can't look at my dice.
Sorry.
Actually did. It was a nine, but that got a six a second time. And he goes, okay. And his eyes narrow. But he goes, you keep your secrets.
Just going to make a little... Where's...
Is he labelled as a disturber of the peace?
She's still watching him, right?
Yeah, well, she's like, I think he's right behind her at the front.
We've got our best person on the job. Brilliant. Yeah, we no worries there.
And
then we're gonna make it back to the Shire, and I'm gonna marry Rosie.
I'm gonna marry Wugposh. I'm gonna make an honest fish out of her.
Actually, because he's because he's supposed to be. Thingy from
Brad Pitt from
Ocean's 11. He's always eating in that film.
He is, man.
I feel compelled to like just keep on offering Red Guinness fish. Just like, do you fancy a little
another little fish?
I think he's constantly got one of those. Like he's skewered a fish and barbecued it.
Yeah.
On the go.
Oh, yeah, he just could like, just yeah, barbecue.
He's one of those sardine guys on the beach.
Oh, in fact, he's been doing that the whole time for all of us. We've had
well fed.
This nature walk has been accompanied by...
Yeah, a lot of spell slots.
And every time you do it, Wugposh looks a little bit like... I think they eat fish as well, don't get me wrong, but like raw fish exclusively.
Oh.
Every time he burns it, she's like...
okay.
Oh, yeah, like, we're gross.
Yeah, you are actually. Yeah, fine. Yeah, try walking someone else's... flippers for once.
And swim a mile in my fins.
Okay. And eventually you come across the island thins out, almost becomes a kind of spit, and you see that the beach and the salt flat and this rocky part come together and end in a stretch of twinkling sand. And I say twinkling because the sun is lower in the sky now. Over to your left-hand side. Oh, I have got that right, haven't I? Oh, you know what? Whenever I have to think about where the sun goes up and down, I have to think of Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Really?
Yeah. If sun may rise in the east, at least it settles in a final location.
Wow. Literally okay. goes to my head every single time. Yeah.
That's really. Okay.
That's why. That's
Mate,
how you should.
If it works, it works.
It does. But I have to really think about it every time. Yeah.
See, I was just doing never eat shredded wheat.
But that's well, just tell you about
that. But that reminds myself that it rises in the east.
But there's nothing in that that implies that it rises in the east.
No, but east is first. East is first.
East is first, and that's
no, it never is. North is first.
No, but like from there,
east is
from
second.
There,
yeah.
It's the what of the two that it's relevant to the sun. It's the first one.
Yeah.
It's like the mnemonics remembering the planets. Now, when my very easy method just speeds up naming.
Oh, yeah.
Just speeds up naming.
Because there's no P. Because you can't put naming planets anymore.
Wait a minute. How are planets? Divorced, beheaded, died.
Yeah.
Welcome to Mnemonic Pod.
Richard of York gave battle in vain.
Yeah.
Remember that? I just do it as rises in the east, sets in the west, but maybe that isn't
just
the
facts.
That's just facts.
Sorry, guys, I just use science.
Paddy, just hold on to that. Yeah. Never complicated further than that. That's just what you need to know.
Okay, fine. Okay.
You don't have to quote the Red Hot Chili Peppers. I advise.
Yeah, you guys are living.
Whereas Zach's fucking newborn elephant cell.
Never eat shredded wheat. But the east comes before the west.
Right, and that's when the sun rises and sets the west. I just assume because we were in magic land.
What about shredded wheat never eat?
Oh, maybe that's different in Veld.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah. It would. But it would also be a kind of restructure of everything.
Yeah. That's why Yoda always gets lost.
Mnemonics are useless. Yeah. Anyway, sun's rising on your
left. Zach's one. Woke nonces.
Nonces, comma, woke. Suck. Ew.
Nonces, comma, sunset.
Okay. So the sun's going down the west.
I'm so confused. Where were we?
On your left. The sun is lowering on your left past these rocky formations. And as it lowers,
so we're facing
you
north.
See... Yeah, you're heading north towards the east end of the island.
Like you pointed at me like you worked that out as well. Yeah. Like, hey, bro, used
hey,
it.
Hey, bro, don't worry.
You're heading north because you went round the west of the salt flat, right?
Oh, yes.
Now you're coming round east. The sun behind you and stretching out in front of you is a long stretch, a spit, you would say, of twinkling sand, which you would gather from context clues was probably because of the salt being suffused into this sand as well. And more of these salt crystals stick out of the beach, but they are much larger. And even from this distance, you can see that there are several crusty looking birds sort of swooping around and gathering on these. And among them in the far distance, you can see a sort of an assortment of figures moving in the distance. They seem to be hauling various objects together somewhere on the beach.
Interesting.
Quite far away. And I think Wug Posh kind of brings you to a halt, gestures over there, and sort of questions
what's
what
the plan?
To do.
Can we set the birds on them?
We need that spyglass. That's what we need.
You guys are in.
All right, I've got a thought about that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Did you say there's sand immediately where we are?
Oh, you're Liam, right on it.
Liam Welton.
I would say
Liam bloody Welton.
Forge some glass. Yeah, so you guys are on the edge of this rocky bit with all the pillars, you know, the higgledy piggledy pillars. And so there's cover for you now.
Yeah.
The sand is obviously a bit exposed, and you can see those figures, so you would imagine that you might be able to be seen. But yes, there is sand, but it is out in the open.
Red Guinness, are you able to make glass?
You want me to glass this joint?
Aye, maybe just two small...
Wouldn't be the first time, boys.
Maybe just two small discs of it.
You see.
That's all I need.
You see... Little licks of flame kind of around his face as his eyes widen. It's, oh, yeah. Oh, it's sandblasting time.
Just don't go mad. Just a little bit is all I'm asking for.
Give me a in moderation check for Red Guinness. I think probably a persuasion or a...
An instruction check?
Yeah, a clarity of instructions check.
An IKEA flat pack check.
Yeah.
So this is persuasion.
I think persuasion, yeah.
Well, it's not my strong suit. Yeah, it's not my strong suit. It's a 3. I think this fuck is going to glass this entire
beach. I push Watty out of the way and I go, like a spyglass.
There was no need for him to be coy. Yeah. He could have just told you.
We need a telescope, bitch.
So Red Guinness, with fire in his eyes, says, oh yeah, I'm going to whip you up some glass, boy. And he...
I like this
sweet,
character.
Sweet glass.
He expends a spell slot. You can literally see him. Like, if you could see the pause screen for him, you know, he's like, yeah. Beep. Level 8 fireball select.
Oh my God. The GoldenEye music plays.
He just starts summoning, you know, fucking Kamehameha.
Oh God.
And he slams a fireball into the glass. There is a mini sonic boom. And he glasses the beach. You guys can't hear anything, but there is instant movement in the distance.
Yeah, obviously.
And he is there, like, little hair, a little bit singed, like, cackling a little bit. That was some good shit. He goes, there you go. And he points, and there is a crater just in front of you where there are several jagged shards of glass in various configurations.
That is not what I wanted, but I am going to grab these because it might be useful later on, you piece of shit.
Fuck's sake.
So right. I'm going to quickly, very quickly... grab something that I might be able to use later.
Give me a hot hands check.
That going to be...
You're good with hot hands,
Constitution?
Aren't you?
Yeah, sure. Well, yeah, again, if you're just going to tank it.
Oh.
You could sleight of hand it as well.
Yeah, yeah. Were you thinking sleight of hand?
I whatever you fancy.
Okay, I'll sleight of hands it.
I see. You can either just tank it or you can, yeah, hot potato it.
All right, so that is a 15.
Great, okay. You're not going to take any damage from it, given your, you know... professional
nimble.
Experience of handling hot and caustic materials. Yeah, you add to your inventory several, you know, they're not very
refined
or uniform, but several bits of glass, and you find a couple of bits that look like, yes, this could work as a lens, and maybe another one that
well out. Look, if I get some downtime, maybe I can do something.
Yeah, sure. It's not helpful now.
No, it's not. No, immediately we need to deal with the marauding army. Yeah.
How do the birds react?
The birds are very good, Pants. The birds are, well, I think a few things happen. Number one, there's another, it's not quite the same as previous with vibrations, but there is reverberation through the sand. And one of those crystals near you goes, rather than the kind of harmonic, this time it's a, and the birds instantly scatter from it. And then after that one goes, one further in distance goes, and another one, and they all seem to resonate.
Are they leading up towards the gang?
Just fanning out from where you are. Right?
Okay.
It's just that you're looking towards the
and
gang.
And what are the gang doing now?
And now, well, you leave it a second as Vatic's picking up the glass. You see them sort of come together. You know, it's very hard to tell exactly what they're doing, but then, yes, noticeably, a crew of them start coming out towards you.
Okay, we need to ascertain whether they're Zraka's crew or whether...
I mean, odds are.
Odds are, but also there were like fucking hundreds of prisoners on that ship. Like, we could have found a band of innocents, is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
true. Is there any sort of ridge we can get behind, Loz?
You're kind of in cover or near enough cover at the moment. Yeah, there are all these pillars.
I think let's just stay in cover and see what happens.
Let's
let them come to investigate this new geographical feature that's been created, and we'll just see who actually turns up. I think if it's Shraka, I think we decide on now, but I think we need a way to get him to follow us. I'm kind of like, I'm not actually
that's
against the idea of like, I think we could probably like, we could firm out a check that is like, well, it depends on the dice, but like it was in just a, hey you, and then just Scarpa to the side of the salt flat.
But yeah, I think we're...
And we could go direct. We could also go direct across the salt flat.
Yeah.
With Paddy's new harmonic ability. With the intention of then when they got on the salt flat, we collapse it.
Yeah. But let's see who we're dealing with.
Yeah.
Okay. You give it a little
We are
time.
Hiding though, to be clear.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for now, for now. Yeah.
I tell you what, Liam, you Vatic, you go through your bag, you look at these lenses, you find two, and it's very rudimentary, and you're just sort of checking, did these work? Give me a perception check with advantage as you give Ooh. These guys a fiddle.
All right, so that is an 11 for the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And then It's 22 for the second.
Oh, yeah.
Lovely.
Spyglass.
It takes you a while, but you're sort of, you know, doing... This is kind of, you're absolute. I not only is it Vatic's real you know specialist area, but I think there's more than a bit of Taryn that creeps up on you at this point. And I think it's probably quite unfamiliar for you to be sort of feeling her through you.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Just comment on your roles.
Yeah. And
Teddy doesn't know who Dracker is.
He keeps fucking coming up though. Yeah. He's getting involved.
Cassius lives in my roles. Like, yeah.
And you find a sweet spot between these two. You know, you try lots of different bits of glass. You find two that you think are going to work really well. They need a bit of a polish, a bit of a sand down. And you can see the form of three people coming towards you. I don't think you can recognize who they are, but they are looking
hot.
Real hot. They look real hot. No, they look like they've been shipwrecked. They are, you know, raggedy clothes. They look like they haven't really eaten properly for a day or so. But they are unmistakably...
Get his catfish ready.
These are not the crew of the Duskstormer. These are not your people. These are Zraka's people, certainly.
Right.
Okay, nice. All right, that's still, that's useful though.
Yeah.
And they're coming on in hot.
If we're hidden though... Do we just let them kind of like see what... How... All right, how do we convince them to follow us? Or get Zraka to follow us?
Well, hang on. Are we trying to waste them or are we trying to communicate with them?
I'm trying to waste Zraka. I feel like we need to get Zraka into the salt flat so we can set that off.
Wait a second.
Because we can't fight Zraka. That's not... He fought a Kraken one-on-one.
Yeah.
That's not... We can't do that. Can we do that? Should we do that? Then? Liam's formulating a plan, I can see it.
Well, no, I'm just wondering. So, like, as in, we think it's like Draka's crew.
Yes.
Not survive, not prisoners.
I think now's the time to hold a knife to Red Guinness's throat.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, oh, no, that's what, a good bargain point, actually. With
him. Yeah.
Oh, okay, actually, yeah, fuck it. No, not even bargain with him. He's unawares or anything at the moment, right?
He's still living, reveling in the flamey destruction, I would say. He's kind of turning around. He's chatting to Wugposh, being like, you see, that's some real magic, fish girl.
Right.
And she's like...
I'd like to...
I can't do it because I can't like hold a knife that high.
No, but I'd like to... If he's in front of me, I'm behind him. I'm not necessarily a knife, but I'd like to restrain him somehow.
Okay.
I'm with
you entirely. It's just big move.
So
get out. Well, I mean, and then we just, and then I'm not saying we like. We think we get him into cover, and then we see what this crew are up to.
Oh, I was more thinking we literally threaten to kill him.
Are they going to care about that though?
Is anyone wanting to find out?
All right. Let's reveal that we have him as hostage.
Yeah,
when
this is
here.
What I'm thinking. Okay,
but,
yeah,
but like, let's.
See, we can't trust that fucker,
Laurie. So the last time we were going to waterboard him. Now I'm going to prepare him as a hostage for when they eventually arrive. That would be what I'd like to.
Yeah, I can see. I can see where you guys.
Oh, in fact, actually, also, if I need to some sort of advantage, whatever, like that, I'm leading with Joe Tiden. Like, I'd like to. Yeah, okay. I'd like Joe Tiden to be the thing that gets around his face.
Okay.
Oh right, literally like a little.
Yeah,
like
I think
a
like
gag.
A. Yeah, yeah. Because he fucking hates water, right?
Yeah.
Okay, I think, well, first of all, it's going to be a grapple check.
How does that work?
You make a special attack, but I will contest it with Red Guinness's dexterity. It's going to be an acrobatics check. So you make an attack action.
Just a straight attack?
Yeah, but take off any pluses for your sword.
Okay, one.
Which will be two or one?
Just set, check. Action. My unarmed strike is plus +7.
Yeah, that's it. Unarmed strike. Do that. And I'm going to roll a slippery wizard check.
Right, it's an 18 plus 7. It's a 25.
Oof, yeah, not surprising. Actually, you probably should have advantage because I don't think he's going to see it coming, but I only rolled an 8 plus 2 anyway.
Yeah.
So, absolutely, Red Guinness is distracted. You just slip right up and practically chloroform him with
Joe Tiden. Yeah, yeah. And I'm just
going to... restraining him as well. Presumably.
Just going to whisper in his ear. I was like, quiet now, boy. Quiet now.
He's creepy.
Yeah, it was creepy. I wanted to be creepy.
What in tarnation? And I think...
He's not speaking. There's no speaking from him. There we go, yeah.
I go through his pockets.
Yeah, rob him. Rob him now.
I'm going to disarm him.
Okay.
Disarm. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Oh, yes. Yeah, yeah.
Give me a ruffle check.
Ruffle check? What would you like?
Investigation, I think. Investigation, you're going to go through his... Pat him down and...
For me, it's actually very good. Okay. 9 plus 4. 13. So not fantastic.
13. You find... I tell you what, you find his spellcasting focus, which is he's been having in his hand the whole time, which I haven't mentioned. It's a little Zippo lighter.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. I knew you were going to say that.
And, you manage to pocket that.
Yeah.
But it's got something lame on it, like flame on or something kind of.
Yeah, well, like, things do better in Texas. Yeah. So it's like, whatever.
Hot boys.
Yeah, exactly. Rub me.
Yeah. I'm a hot one, it says.
Yeah, okay. I'm taking a lighter, though. That'll be useful.
And
you're more of a vapor, though.
Exactly. Yeah,
so, well, maybe I'll start smoking again.
If this podcast is what makes Paddy smoke again, that's terrible. He is grappled, yes, and he is silenced.
All right, yeah, then I think we just hunker for a minute, see what who comes up.
The mercs, right. For that is what they are, yeah. Investigate this still smouldering crater. You see the familiar form, Teddy, of a slender woman with a bobbed haircut. Bob.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
You see a sneaky wood elf rogue, Bobsif.
Yep.
And you see a very refined halfling gentleman, Bobby, aka Leopold.
Yeah, nice. Okay.
All of them. I think Leopold probably more than the rest of them is looking haggard and, you know, tired. I imagine Bob, the driver, is a bit more at ease in this. She's seen some rough stuff. And Bobsif, the wood elf, is, again, not too fussed by this. The three of them come up. They look around, they do kind of scan the, not the tree line, but the rock line that you guys are hiding in. Don't seem to see anything. And then Leopold starts saying, well, what the hell happened here? And he's sort of poking the ground with a stick he's got. He said, it looks like someone's glassed this.
Do they get the, I'm assuming they would know that there's only Red Guinness would be able to
do that. And I think as he says that, Red Guinness is writhing against your grapple. In fact, just make another grapple check, Zach. Just so, no, sorry. Yeah, make another one just to contest him trying to riddle free.
Another, like, just unarmed strike?
Or a strength? A grapple, exactly. A athletics.
Oh, an athletics. Okay, that's fine. That's another plus.
Unlikely.
Skills. That's another plus 7. It's a 9 plus 7, so 16.
Easy, no. It's a 13 for me. And that was a very good roll. So, yes, you managed to stamp him down, and I think your fish friend has got a spear right in his side as well at this point. To double check.
So before I do this, not that I'm going to do this, but like, how would you guys feel about, we've got a hostage?
Yeah,
we have a rapport with Leopold. Should we request us, right? We could request a parley and then set up the terms for our engagement where we want them to be.
Yeah,
which I think could be quite.
Do we start by going, we got your boy?
Yeah, I think we could just, we kind of just pop up. We just like, who? I'm holding on to him. So it's going to need to be someone. I'm looking at you. I'm going to divert that to Lee.
Yeah, Zach, you look me dead in the eyes and I was like, you don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think we need to. So boys, who it is? I think we've got what they want. I'm assuming they want Red Guinness. I don't know. But. When you get into salt bass, he does make a mean fish.
Yeah.
Let's threaten. Let's ask them. Let's parlay.
Yeah.
Let's do it back at the flats.
Yeah.
And the safe side of the flats for us.
I'm in agreement. I'm happy. Yeah. Glitch is happy with that.
So I'm gonna step out and I say,
"Whoa there!"
And I say, "Drop whatever you're holding and step forward."
Who the hell is that?
And, that's bloody, that's Vanny from the ship. I worked with you for like 2 weeks.
Bob and Bobsif immediately, like, you know, reach their weapons as well.
Drop, when
they reach weapons, I think I just stand up holding Red Guinness.
Yeah.
Go, no, boys. No.
Oh, there you are, Red. And.
Yeah. So I'd like those to be dropped on the floor now.
Intimidation with advantage, please, Mr. Vatic.
I mean, intimidation is not normally what I go in for.
We can go for what's the...
No, I say we go for intimidation. Well, so that's a 1.
Okay.
Let's hope that the next one's better than that. That's a 13.
Okay.
It's somewhat better than that.
They very cautiously look to each other. Bob, you hear Bob say, I think we can take them. And Bobsif says, it's not worth it. And they gently lower their weapons, which you see are just rough little daggers. It's not the kind of usual arms they
have.
They're pretty threadbare. And Leopold says, okay, what is your request, dear Votik? There's no need for all this unpleasantness.
Step up here and let's have a little chat.
I think maybe I'm okay over here. What do you propose?
I'm just gonna. I'm gonna shake Redkin like super hard.
Yes, we would. He's a bit of a prick, but no, we would like him back.
Yes.
And we're all.
Are they not? They've not got any weapons either.
They've just put them down on the floor. So, yeah, so just sort of standing there.
I'm just gonna then make a show of the fact that I've also got like a fucking sword, like just on my back.
Yeah, right. You guys are.
Paddy, look menacing.
Shut up, okay. Pats puffs himself up.
Yeah.
And we've got a fucking little. They don't know this. This little crazy. So maybe crazy fish bitch.
Are you all kind of revealing yourselves?
Yeah. I think so.
Oh my god, what is that? Pointing at poor Wagposh. And listen, so we're all after the same things here, friend. We all want to get off this hellhole.
We do, yes. And we'd like to know who else you're with, crucially. What's going on this side of the island?
Not many of us made it, but crucially, most of the characters named so far in this adventure did make it, which is
excellent.
Very good.
That's good to know.
Why, of course, Che and Vix made it.
We like
some
them.
More of the crew.
Ah, good Che.
That rabbit person.
We like them.
First mate Goggins, though, of course, he's lost the wooden leg, so he's very upset.
Oh.
Both of them, of course.
Yeah.
And why Martu is not in a good way, but he survived as well. Took on a lot of seawater.
Oh, thank God.
A few more of the hard bastards, of course, and our illustrious leader. So I think he'll be having a word or two with you if any harm is to come to us.
Where is he?
He's marshalling the efforts to make a recovery vessel. He's building a raft.
Aye, that's what he's doing, but where is he?
And they sort of nod behind them. Says, we're all over there. Why don't you come along? We can all be friends together and off this
neutral
island.
Territory, guys. Yeah. We're not going to come over to you.
We're going
to
speak.
You want a DMZ?
Yeah.
I want a DMZ. I want a career this shit.
No, absolutely. We'll be speaking. We're not
who's
speaking over there.
Who's north and who's south? Because I resent...
We're south. We get to be south.
Oh, friends with the Americans.
Yeah, we'll be speaking, absolutely. But we're just we're making it kind of clear. We'd like to have a word.
So you want us? You would like him here to talk, would you?
Yes.
He's not very. You know, he's not very reasonable.
Neither are we, to be honest.
That's a good point.
And you know, at this point, we're running out of shit to do on this island. So
we command an army of thousands of fish people at this stage, and we want to make a
deception
deal.
Roll.
Why would you lie?
Because we got him on side.
Actually, to be fair, yeah, we can come back with extra.
All the fish they could eat.
All the fish for Talos.
Deception isn't ideal. That's a 9 plus 2. 11.
Just moving the tray away from you. 11.
We keep rolling in the realms of them having to believe us, but not wanting to believe us.
You strike me down, I will come back with more fish than you could possibly imagine.
He says, maybe you do, maybe you don't.
Inconclusive.
Yeah.
Look,
sure.
Leopold, that's just a chance you're going to having to be willing to take.
Well,
we do want to speak to you. We do want to speak to Draka.
Your demands are bring Draka back, and you'll give us Red in return.
Yeah,
and
well,
you don't want him to blow that horn. And I point at Wotick.
What is that horn?
And I just lick my lips. And I'm holding it up threateningly.
What does that mean?
Me, 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 me.
What does it do? What
calls upon you the fiery tides of the fish people.
Oh, goodness. Well, this is...
From all angles.
I really would rather we didn't stoop to this unpleasantness, so no. I will go and fetch the big man, but I doubt he'll be happy. Why don't you give us Red as a goodwill gesture?
Absolutely fucking not.
Can't blame you for that. What if I were to say that we were to... No, I wouldn't. I, no harm
oh,
would
go
come
on.
To,
look,
no harm will come to
oh,
the other
on.
Passengers, I'm sure, but...
Look, there's a
what Draka would do.
There's a way we all get off this island, and the way is that what day? What time is this?
It's like late afternoon.
Oh, late afternoon. You're coming through. Okay, tomorrow morning we'd like to speak to you and Draka, and there is a convenient little salt flat back there.
Nowhere to hide. Nowhere, nothing. It's just
there's
empty
no
light.
empty plane. There won't be any deception in terms of like where people are hiding. We just want you guys and Draka and crucially all the rest of the crew healthy to have a little parlay.
You want us to bring all of the crew with us?
No, I just don't kill them. That's my
idea. Yeah, that's the idea.
So I'm bringing Draka back here, back to the Salt Flats,
mm-hmm.
to parlay.
Tomorrow morning.
He's going to hate that.
Yes, we're quite aware, but I'm sure he would hate his...
We're going to as well.
Yeah, we won't enjoy it.
Yeah, we're not going to have a good time.
Yeah.
Okay, sweet.
And we really don't want to have to kill Red Guinness.
Okay, the message has been transmitted. They don't look happy. I think Leopold cracks a little smile. He kind of enjoys a little bit of this.
I give him a little wink. Me and him had a thing before.
And he says, very well, your message will be transmitted tomorrow morning at sunrise. Sure, sunrise. No one knows the time.
Yeah, dawn.
Yeah,
dawn. Sounds good.
It's that thing that happens when the sun comes up in the west.
Ah, yes, I remember the great bard, Hedis, saying something to that effect. He says, very good, well...
But it comes up in the east.
I know, I know.
I know, but I couldn't let it go.
We will be back. And he says...
Kedis the bard. He'd be such a tool, wouldn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, oh, God.
Let me tell you about a dragon that I know.
I've got a plus one sock on my dick.
There's too many. Got a backstab, gonna put it in you.
There's something about there being a troll under the bridge.
Yeah,
something.
Yeah.
Good. Oh.
Okay, I call... Postgoose.
Okay, I thought we were... Okay, yeah, sure. Yep.
I'm bringing Postgoose back into the fold.
Oh, I can see what's happening. This is an excellent use of Postgoose.
Hello.
Hey, Postgoose, to me.
My goodness, it's you.
I know.
I thought you died long ago.
I left you on red. I'm you sorry. I did. But bit of a situation here.
Mm-hmm.
Would you mind popping in?
Darling, take this. Yes, okay. I'll be back in a moment. Don't worry, it's nothing.
Who are you with?
No one, don't worry.
Who are you fucking?
And poof, he appears. Yes, and he's wearing a little dressing gown.
He's definitely fucking a married woman.
Yes. Postcards, you dog.
Listen, what happens in the Nether Realm is of no business of yours.
Well, very fair, but what happens in the Nethers is.
Is he a goose right now? What do you want him to be?
What did I leave him as last?
It's up to you. You decide every time.
I think last he was some kind. He was something.
He had a dog.
Yeah, I think he might have been a dog at some set, and he was a moth at some set.
I think when you said you dog, he immediately turned into a dog.
A dog. Okay.
Like a really pervy dog.
Yeah, yeah, like a dachshund with a boner.
Yeah, he's definitely got the lipstick.
Yeah,
gross.
Exactly.
Popping out from the folds of his dressing gown.
And I go,
disgusting.
Little favour, fair trade though, I'll give you plenty of fish.
I don't care for, I don't care for material food.
See those birds?
Hmm.
Turn into a slightly... Turn to one of them.
And do what?
I need you to follow that group.
Oh, this is tiresome. Okay, very well. Very well, bitch. I suppose I can't say no.
Good. Also, constantly report on what they're doing.
That's the thing. I'm going to need a report. Basically, we think they're going to fuck us. If I get fucked, you get fucked. I think you only exist because I exist.
No, hang on. You're using fuck in a word in a way I don't...
Oh, sorry. No. If I get screwed over, you get screwed over.
Better, yes.
Okay, if I get compromised, you get compromised. No,
don't fret me with a good time.
I need you to follow them.
I hate the energy those goose and you have.
And he's a little shadowy gull.
We think they're going to pull a fast one. Follow them, listen to them, report back an hour before
any
dawn.
Evidence of a fast one, you will know.
Thank you. Meet us at the Salt Flats at...
Just before dawn.
I'll just come back to you. I don't need...
It's fine. I mean, we don't need to go over details but details.
Okay, thanks, Glitch. A pleasure always.
A pleasure always, and thank
always
you.
Always your eternal servant,
here's
apparently.
A fish, and I chuck him a fish, but it goes through
it. Goes right through him, yeah. Okay, Postgoose is on the case.
Right.
Guys, this is a competent plan.
Yeah, I know. I'm actually genuinely quite excited.
We're just going to have to wait until next episode to see what goes wrong.